Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I promise you someone from Glee, and here is someone from Glee. Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Is that Kevin?
Yes.
Or can I call you Artie for the purposes of this interview?
It's an honor. I love your show.
Hey?
Yeah, no, I get, I have satellite radio, so I listen, Radio 1's basically the only station I listen to. And that's kind of the most, of this whole thing, with the success of Glee, that's kind of the strangest thing. Like, the other day, I was driving, and, it came on, like, oh, and some Glee-related news, and talking about how Journey's album sales went up 600%, and then Fern was playing the girls' mashup one morning, and I was like, what is going on? I had, like, goosebumps.
Oh, this is so cool. You listen in your car to Sirius Radio, where you can get Radio 1 in America, right?
Yeah.
And where do you live?
I live in LA.
So you're driving in LA and you're just listening to, like, Fern Cotton, Chris Moyles.
Yep. So, and you, of course.
Really? Okay, this is far too weird for me.
No, this is weird for me. They're like, so we're going to be interviewing with Scott Mills. I'm like, are you serious?
Are you a fan of Oh, What's Occurring? You know that?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Okay, we're quite a way through the show now, but it's finished in America at the moment, right?
It is. We're filming 9 more episodes of the first season, and then we'll be back on in April.
Now, here's the thing. Becky, who works on my show, you know Becky, she was saying the other day that, like, I know that you'll love him in the show, but Mr. Shu, sometimes a bit embarrassing? Discuss. When he did the thong song,
and, you know, when he busts out his raps.
When he raps, we're not fans.
The show when we're all like, oh, I mean, that's real. That's like, oh, no.
Yeah, really?
But, you know, God love him, because he's from Broadway, and he's an amazing singer and actor, and he's never rapped in his life. So, you know, more power to him for having to do that on national television.
Kevin? Would you be able to get me, I would like this more than anything else in the actual world, would you be able to get me one of Sue Sylvester's tracksuits?
I think I can work on that.
Really?
I might have, I might have something here.
What, you've just got one at home? Oh, I've got one of Sue's tracksuits, there it is.
I have a jacket that says National Cheerleading Champs 2009, and on the back it says Sylvester.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I'll pay you money.
I don't need it. Why don't I just send that to you?
You will send that to us?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
This is my favourite interview ever.
See, it's working out.
Are any of you lot coming over at any point to the UK?
I hope so. I really want to. Hopefully, if we have any time off in the summer, I want to come over there just anyway for vacation, but, you know, if I come over there, I gotta come on the show.
Yeah, you've got to come in. Please come in on our show.
Yeah, hey, if I'm there, I'm down. I will let you know.
Have you got any message for fans of Glee who are listening right now to Radio 1?
You know, I just have to say that, especially for all of us, just the fact that you guys have made it so great over there, and the album being number one this week, and it's just been incredible, and you don't know how grateful and excited we are, and hopefully we can come over there really soon.
We would like that very much. Thank you, Artie, Kevin, for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Patrick has some serious competition today on Oh, What's Occurring, because Becky's off. And Becky against Patrick, this just doesn't work. But superstar DJ Mr. Jam is here instead. This could all be over for you today, Patrick.
Well, I don't know. I'm still confident. I'd just like to take Mr. Jam up on something he said earlier about him being cocky.
Patrick. I thought you would, mate. Go on.
Yeah. I think it's rich that I'm being called cocky by someone who's proclaimed their first name as Mr. I mean, if that isn't just a ploy for the entire world to sound respectful. I mean, I'm stood here, and I'm forced to call you I'm calling you Mr. I don't know what your name is. I mean, it's,
the respect is there, you know, Patrick. Yeah. It's mutual, mate.
Yeah,
Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, I know. He's good. I'm liking it.
You can have it. M-I-S-T-A is how I spell Mr. on my name, so you can have Mr. Patrick.
All right, so it's informal in writing, but
yeah, exactly.
So
us to call you Mr. Patrick from now on?
No, I'm too laid back. You know, I'm down to earth.
I'm fine, me. Any more fan action?
Yeah, there was a bit. I think I opened a bit of a Pandora's box with my batch of shout-outs yesterday, because everyone was at it, but, I mean, I've only just got back, so I don't actually have any names to hand, so... Just, if you ask for a shout-out, just imagine I gave you one, and then everyone's happy.
Naomi's been on, saying she can't find your Facebook thing anywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, we hijacked your group the other day, and someone posted the link on there, so I'm sure one of the fans will do it again, because, to be honest, I don't know how to find it without doing that, you know.
Okay, brilliant.
So if your page has been getting more hits recently, I think you probably know why. It's just a diversion on the route to my page. Yeah, really.
That's right. Okay, right. Yeah. So just go to our Facebook page, it'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
First one, you know Anton Deck?
Yeah. Yeah, big fan of them.
Yeah, they've got a new TV show on Saturday night. I can't remember what it's called.
Push the Button.
That's it, Push the Button.
Yeah.
There's billboards all over the place for it. Mr. Jam, how would you describe Anton Deck if you only had three words?
Three words.
Yeah.
Geordie. Short.
Yeah.
Forehead.
Good. Patrick.
And Deck.
Yes, good. Good, Patrick.
Yeah.
Am I overthinking this?
Yeah, because we're about to go to Stupid Street.
They don't
overthink, generally.
Very true.
So, we went on to Stupid Street, and we asked them the same question. How would you describe Ant and Deck in three words? Mr. Jam.
Yeah.
Patrick. I will give you a point for any word that you get. So, go for it.
Geordie. I'll definitely go for Geordie.
Mr. Jam is saying Geordie.
Yeah.
Patrick?
I'll go for lads, because I think people will throw that in after the description, you know. Like.
Lads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. All right.
I think I'll have to go for short. I think I definitely have to go for short, yeah.
Go on, have one more, Patrick.
I'll have funny as well.
Funny. Okay, let's see if any of those are in there then.
Oh!
Here's Stupid Street describing Anton Deck in three words.
If you could pick three words to describe Anton Deck, what three words would you choose?
Funny, crazy, great guys.
That's four, never mind. Describe Anton Deck in three words.
Rather silly.
That's two.
No, it's not. Oh, well, okay. That's probably a sufficiency then.
Funny, short. Short?
Small, mildly amusing.
Why those three words?
Because they are mildly amusing and they're small.
Describe Anton Deck in three words.
Funny, cuckoo crazy and short.
I think that's more than three words.
I tried.
Three words. I don't know, I like Ant best. Is he the littler one? The chubby one? Or is he the other one?
If you could pick three words to describe Anton Deck, what would they be?
Funny, weird, popular.
Who's your favourite?
Ant.
Why Ant?
Because he's A.
Alphabetical.
Yeah.
Three words to describe Anton Deck.
Past it, that's one.
If you could choose three words to describe Anton Deck, what three words would you use?
Not Jedward. Annoying.
What's so good about Jedward?
They can sing, they got talent, they got moves.
They can sing.
Do you disagree? Well, I don't know. Potato, potato, it's all the same really, isn't it?
If you could describe Anton Deck in three words, what three words would you choose?
Adorable, actually, yeah. Adorable, silly, and... oh, look, there's Lofty from EastEnders. Adorable, silly, and quite fit, actually.
Was that really Lofty from EastEnders?
That was really Lofty from EastEnders, yeah. Yeah, well, see? See? Yeah.
Oh, God, I think that could be the best Stupid Street three-word answer ever. Can we have that again, please?
Adorable, silly, and... Oh, look, there's Lofty from EastEnders.
Yeah, more than three words.
I feel honoured to be on while we get that.
That is really good. Oh, look, there's Lofty from EastEnders. Mr. Jam, I'm afraid that Patrick did actually thrash you there.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Because Funny was in there a lot. Four times. Didn't hit. Actually, you know, Short was in
Short
there.
Short was
once.
In there three times.
Was it?
It's three times. I was counting.
Was it three times?
I'm not Becky. I was counting.
Are you lying?
No, no. He did win, but it wasn't
yeah,
there three
okay,
times.
Yeah, okay, right. Good. I'm glad you're here to score as well. Brilliant. Next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Still marvelling over those people on Stupid Street.
Oh, look, there's Lofty from EastEnders.
Oh, no.
I like Aunt Bess. Is he the littler one, the chubby one, or is he the other one?
I like Aunt Bess, but I actually don't know which one he is. And I like his laugh.
Rather silly.
That's two.
No, it's not. Oh, well, okay. That's probably a sufficiency then.
That's quite scary. Reminds me of school. That's yeah. That's a teacher's laugh.
Right, okay, so. Yeah, Patrick did win that one, sorry. Mm,
that's all right.
Now, you know those amazing headlines you get in those True Life Story magazines? The headlines that are, they're on the front, so that when you're in the newsagent, you think, oh, I've got to buy that.
A dog ate my baby.
Yeah, all that. I married a lesbian and now she's my dad.
Yeah.
Those the kind of things. I love them. We love it so much. And we were saying last week on the show, how do they find these stories? Do people just ring up and go, hi, yeah, is that so-and-so magazine? Yeah, I married a lesbian and now she's my dad. Do you want the story or not? How do they find them?
It must be like a Jeremy Kyle thing where they get people to call in.
Well, or, yeah, you think so.
Yeah.
So that's what we did earlier. We called up Love It, one of our favourite magazines of this style, and just played some of these ridiculous headlines down the phone to them. Some of these are real headlines from some of these True Life Story magazines. And I just want to know, how long would the team at Love It magazine, famous for these kind of stories, how long would they stay on the phone for just by hearing some of their own headlines and some that we'd taken from some other magazines, but all of a similar style? Patrick?
55 seconds.
55 seconds. Mr. Jam.
Hmm. Hmm. Now, they are a magazine famous for this kind of thing, and they're always obviously looking for content.
Well, yeah, because we called the number where it says, got a story? Call us.
Yeah. And to be honest, if someone is going to call that number, chances are they're not going to be the brightest bulb in the box anyway. Wow. So they're probably going to be patient on the phone. Okay. I'm going to say about 90 seconds.
90 seconds?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh.
So here's me just calling up Love It with some familiar headlines for them, probably.
Hello, Love It.
Too fat to sleep because of chips.
Hello?
I gave birth to my own fat.
Hello?
An angel banned me from becoming a nun.
Hello?
Carjacked. Them force-fed meat pies.
Kai, where are you from?
I lost 40 stone and my virginity.
I married a mountain.
Next.
I need 3 plane seats, but I get 3 dinners.
That sounds like me.
Skin grafts after a hot curry between the legs.
Are the pictures good to go with them?
I breastfed my dog to stop her barking.
It's quite a good one. If you've got a picture of someone breastfeeding their dog, that would be quite good. Especially if it's a staff or something.
Right, good. See, they must have people like me calling up every day with asking if they want a story like that. They've gone, I think. So, especially if it's a staffy or something, yeah. It was actually 1:28.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh!
So, Mr. Jam, let's go.
Oh! What's occurring?
How exciting. Okay, so, next one. Has anyone ever heard of Sarah Kennedy?
Yeah.
She's like the Dev of Radio 2.
She's kind of the granny version of Dev, isn't she?
Yeah, she's on around the same time.
Yeah, I think they call it the best time of the day or something.
Do they?
I think so. I think I've heard it at some point, at some time.
Let's be honest, though, it's not the best time of the day, is it?
No, like, no,
it's not.
No, it's
5 a.m. is not the best time. Anyway,
yeah,
that's if they want to call it that. That's fine. Anyway, Sarah Kennedy. I don't know if you've ever heard her, but she is a brilliant, and she's also a master of doing different voices.
Oh,
honestly, no. She's brilliant at it. She should have her own TV show. The ones on TV, the impressionists on TV...
She's not good.
...have not got a patch on Sarah Kennedy, honestly.
Maybe she could be in the next series of Dead Ringers or something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they need to get on the phone to her agent if she's got one. Patrick?
Yep?
Have you ever heard of Sarah Kennedy?
No.
Right, okay. Well, I'm about to educate you, Patrick.
Right, brilliant, yeah.
All right. Here we go. How many different voices did Sarah Kennedy do on her early show last week on BBC Radio 2, Mr. Jam?
Last week. Let's give her at least one per show and one more for good luck. Eight. Yeah.
Patrick, what are you saying?
How long's the show?
It is...
3 hours, isn't it?
No, 2 hours.
Yeah. I'll go with 9, then.
9. Okay.
See what you're doing there, Patrick.
Yeah,
tactical.
Yeah, see what you're doing there.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Sarah Kennedy off Radio 2 and her many voices.
Very good morning to one and all. Yes, I mean, no, I'm getting ready for it. I drove through the paddles to Jose, who's Portuguese. Don't you worry, I bring the car round to your home. And I'm staying in the airport hotel in Stockholm. I think she's up for something tonight. I mean, the Brits I'm talking about. We've been expecting you, Mr. Bond.
3.
He's in trouble. His car's broken down. Kangaroos need far less water and grass than cattle.
4.
We just say this plane will fly. The Reverend Jamie Taylor has felt so moved about it that he's put pen to paper in Sonning on Thames in Berkshire.
6.
His real name is Dino Crocetti. Sounds like a sort of bruschetta, doesn't it?
No.
Could you say, no, I don't do requests, especially to people called Susan?
Just a couple of bits. I mean, there are more. There are many more. She does all sorts.
She's my new radio mentor.
Yeah, and just a few highlights of Sarah's mind there in the show as well, just to spice it up a bit.
Bruschetta.
She's got a wide range, hasn't she?
She's got a... Yeah. Telling you should listen. Listen again.
Well, no, I'm too busy listening to Dev, though, aren't I? You know?
Well, yeah, I know. But, like, listen again whenever you want to.
Right, yeah.
So, right, has anyone got an idea who's won today? Because I completely lost count.
I don't know. How many did you do? Like 7.
That was 7.
So I said 8.
Yeah. So you're nearest.
So I'm nearest.
Okay.
Well, there was more than 7 there. I mean, I don't mean to be controversial or anything.
There was not, though.
No, but there wasn't.
Some of it was just bits of her show.
Some of it was just her using a normal voice.
So, right, just to clarify, are we talking about different impressions she was doing?
Yeah, different voices.
So the same the same voice used... For 2 different impressions, still counted as 1 point. In that case, that's fair enough.
Right, but, do you know what? We've got to do the news now, but I'm going to work. I'm going to work it out during the news. Who's won? Okay.
You can have it as the headline at the end. You know when you review it, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
The headlines.
It's
know.
6 o'clock, and the top story. Mr. Jam has won. Okay. Right. We'll work it out. Don't worry. Matt has never been my strong point. I'll speak to you in a minute, Patrick. It's just after 5:45 on Radio 1. Thank you, Mr. Jam. Right, much debate going on 8199 about who actually won today's Oh, What's Occurring. We've been doing Oh, What's Occurring for over a year now, and you know that even though I am the host, I am rubbish at keeping score. I just can't do it. Patrick's back. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Scott.
Are you all right?
Well, I've got to admit, the nerves have been jangling for the past 20 minutes or so, you know.
I bet you couldn't...
I'm on edge, yeah.
I bet you couldn't even listen to Newsbeat, you were that worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, I've got the actual facts here, we've listened again, and the one that doesn't speak has been through it all, and his decision is final, okay?
Go on.
These are the facts. Okay, so on the first one, it was Stupid Street, three words to describe Ant and Dec. Patrick, you said lads and funny. Jam said Geordie and short. Now, there were four funnies and three shorts, so you won that one, Patrick.
Yep.
Next one. How long would Love It magazine stay on the phone for with the random headlines that I threw at them? Now, you said 55 seconds. Mr. Jam said 90 seconds. We've listened back, and actually, it was shorter than I might have said at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything at the time, yeah. But I had half an eye on the clock as well.
It was actually, thought, did you? You were timing it, were you?
Yeah, well, it just happened. It was a freak thing. It happened to literally start bang on a minute on my clock, you know, when you started it. And I thought it was about, like, 60 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, well, me and maths don't go together, as you know.
Yeah.
It was actually 1:03. 1:03. You won that one.
Yeah. But and then, I didn't want to say anything, so I thought I could still pull it back on the last one and not look like I was trying too hard to, you know.
Well, to be fair, Patrick, yeah, like, I wanted to just build some X Factor style tension during Newsbeat as well.
Right,
it's
yeah,
not my incompetence.
Well, it's worked as well.
Yeah, yeah, it has. Yeah. People are on the edge of their seats. Like, the people texting and saying they can't get out of their cars right now.
Well, I hate
there's
Rudy,
one.
But I have already won. But yeah,
yeah, right, okay.
I've got the first two, but yeah, go
yeah,
on.
Right, all right.
Let's just
okay. Let's draw it out a bit more.
Yeah.
And the third one was, how many impressions did Radio 2's Sarah Kennedy do? You said 9. Mr. Jam said 8. The actual one was 7. Now, a lot of people disputing this, but some of them were just her normal voice. I know it sounds like it's a funny voice, but that's her actual voice. So.
Oh, but you see, I mean, I've never heard the show, so for all I know, she could be a scouser or something, putting on the impression.
Right, it doesn't matter, shut up, you've won! Yay! How do you feel, Patrick?
Oh, I'm over the moon.
Is the ticker tape, like, falling from the sky now?
I wish there was. Yeah. In my mind, there is, yeah.
Yeah, you feel like Michelle McManus. Or somebody more recent, Shane Ward,
yeah,
maybe. Leon Jackson. Anyway, so that means that you're back on Monday. Did you say you're in London at the weekend?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Did you say you wanted to stay at my house?
I may have mentioned it, yeah.
That's not happening, but you can come in on Monday. Would you like to do Oh, What's Occurring Live?
Well, I would, but where am I going to stay Sunday? Just sort of wander around the streets of London.
Okay, well, let's do it on the phone then, because, just because you wanted to come in the studio and play it live, it doesn't mean that I have to put you up for the night.
Doesn't mean it, but I thought, you know, we've established a friendship over these last weeks, and I thought it was about time to take the plunge of, you know, having me and three of my drunk mates, including me, over and sort of wrecking the house a bit, you know.
Right, so you've been on I Was Occurring for 2 weeks, and now you already want to move in with me? That's fast.
Not meaning to be picky on the maths again, but I think you'll find it's more like 5 or 6, no, I mean.
Okay, right, maybe it's time then.
So on the phone on Monday then.
On the phone on Monday, because I can't offer you bed and breakfast on Sunday night.
Unless someone on the text would like to. I'm sure that's safe. Just, yeah.
You're such a... I love it.
If you've got a room in your house and you live in near the Wembley area on Sunday night, yeah, 8119.
If not, I'll speak to you on the phone on Monday then.
All right.
Okay, congratulations,
cheers,
champ.
See you,
love you, bye. Got something to say? Just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. PR4L, I'll read him out. Here's the first one.
Yo. I just wanted to hear the PR4L say, yo. Anyway, I was watching my Russell Howard DVD, and I saw you in the audience of Live at the Apollo.
That's right.
I even skipped back and looked at you again. You look funny, don't you? Love to Becala and the one that doesn't. Shan, off of Bournemouth, X.
What do you mean, I look fun? You look funny, don't you? What does that mean? Anyway, yep. Russell Howard, very funny man, and I was laughing along with him live at the Apollo. They never cut to people who aren't laughing at, do they? It's like, every now and again, like on one of those DVDs, I'd like to see someone maybe on their phone or just texting or something, but no, it's just someone always laughing. Or just someone asleep would be good. Next!
Dear Scott, my missus got really excited when I told her Scott Mills is going to Bangor. Get it? LOL. Cheers, handsome. Loving your work. From Airdy in Caerphilly, South Wales.
Wow. Is it 1974? Thanks very much for your banger joke. I'm sure there'll be many more of those to come from our listeners before we head to Bangor in May.
Ah!
What?
It's not Bangor. It's Bangor.
Oh.
Thanks, Kat, North Wales.
Yep, okay, Kat. From now on, I will say Bangor. Thanks for correcting me on that. Cheers. Next.
Dear Scott and Becky, over the last week, after being on holiday in Crete, I have been wondering what various items on a menu of a restaurant were.
Okay.
They included water pie and plate for woman. Seeing as you and Becky are such experts at food, could you please try and explain to me what they were? Love the show, and especially you, Becky. Stephen Thompson, XXX.
Well, Stephen, I've actually been to Crete myself, but I've never had a water pie. So if anyone has, who's been there, maybe text in to 81199. It's still not as good as the thing I found on my menu, though, when I went to Spain last year. Tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse. I don't think that anything can beat that. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, TOTDS, and Chappers, still on the toilet? Must have been a big meal. I was wondering if the one that doesn't speak because he is there, ready with reward horn in his mouth, waiting for someone to phone up and talk about their bank account.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That brilliant advert on TV at the radio station where they look like they're having so much fun.
I imagine Radio 1 is just like Halifax FM. Love you, Matt in Bristol.
Do you know what? It is a lot like Halifax FM here. And if I didn't have my amazing job at Radio 1, I think that I probably, like at some point, you know, they're going to get rid of me. And I probably will move to Halifax FM because it looks like a laugh, doesn't it? Do we have the reward horn? I think we do somewhere. We need to get one, I think. Anyway, anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email, and every Thursday, the Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out on Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.